You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is visiting the Department of Justice, where he says investigations into the DOJ and those who investigated him will be, quote, legendary.
Unfortunately, in recent years, a corrupt group of hacks and radicals within the ranks of the American government obliterated the trust and goodwill built up over generations. They weaponized the vast powers of our intelligence and law enforcement agencies to try and thwart the will of the American people.
Trump has long railed against federal investigations into his conduct during his first term and his bid to overturn the results of the 2020 election he lost to Joe Biden. The White House says that Hamas is making unreasonable demands in negotiations to extend a ceasefire in Gaza, which Israel hopes will lead to the release of more hostages held by the Palestinian militant group. NPR's Tamara Keith reports a top U.S. envoy is calling this a bad bet.
The White House says Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff presented a bridge proposal to extend the current ceasefire beyond Passover and Ramadan to allow more time to negotiate a permanent ceasefire. Hamas has said publicly that it is willing to release the one American hostage still alive in Gaza, as well as the bodies of four others it has been holding since the October 7th attack. But a statement from Witkoff and the National Security Council says privately Hamas is making demands that are entirely impractical. The statement goes on to say that, quote, Hamas is making a very bad bet that time is on its side. It is not. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Steven Feinberg to serve as the second in command at the Defense Department under Secretary Pete Hegseth. The vote was 59 to 40. The National Weather Service says 100 million people could be in the path of severe weather, ranging from blizzards to tornadoes to hail the size of tennis balls across parts of the U.S. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio has the latest.
Forecasters have been keeping an eye on this system for close to a week, and that's considered unusual. It's the size of the approaching storm that has residents from the Great Plains to the Eastern Seaboard on guard. The National Weather Service says Alabama has been under a weather alert for 3 days. Governor Kay Ivey is declaring a statewide emergency ahead of the storm's arrival. Blizzards are possible in the northern plains. Windy conditions in parts of Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma could cause wildfires. Flash flooding could hit the East Coast on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
U.S. stocks end the day higher, with the Dow closing up 674 points, or more than 1.5%. The Nasdaq closed up 2.6%. The S&P also up more than 2%. From Washington, this is NPR News. Venezuela is expected to once again accept flights of its citizens deported from the United States as soon as today. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
President Trump's special envoy Rick Grenell announced the resumption of flights on social media. He said Venezuela agreed to resume the flights to pick up their citizens who broke U.S. immigration laws. Venezuela's top negotiator Jorge Rodriguez also confirmed a deal. In his post on social media, Rodriguez said the move would protect Venezuelans' human rights and safeguard family reunions. More than 7 million Venezuelans have fled the country as the economy deteriorated. united and President Nicolas Maduro consolidated power. Maduro had halted the flights earlier this month. He cited deteriorating relations with the U.S. after Trump canceled the Chevron license to operate in Venezuela. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
An international crew is still on schedule to blast off from Florida's Cape Canaveral right after 7 p.m. tonight for the International Space Station. NASA and SpaceX are embarking on the 10th crew rotation mission. Those to be replaced will include astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. They were initially intended to spend about a week at the orbiting outpost, but they were not able to return on the Boeing Starliner due to multiple technical problems. They've been on the ISS for 9 months. Meanwhile, Reuters reports that NASA says it received a one-week extension to submit its plans to officials for mass layoffs, given the number of high-priority space missions this month. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight and Saturday. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory tonight and Saturday. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, north winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, north winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. And Saturday, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow in the evening, then scattered snow showers after midnight. Lows 15 to 20. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s, northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:35 a.m. at 7 feet, a low at 9:34 a.m. at 1 foot 2 inches, a high at 3:32 at 7 feet, and a low tonight at 9:43, a minus tide of 7 inches. Your sun rose at 8:58 this morning, your sun will set at 8:44, giving us 11 hours and 47 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
We'll start out with status quo with what you're proposing. And after that, John Fogerty with Big Train and Foreigner will entertain us with I Want to Know What Love Is.
Just once or twice, and nothing. Sounds so nice. What you're proposing? Just once or twice.
This each mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life.
Stevie Winwood's up next with Hearts on Fire. After that, we have U2 with Two Hearts Beat as One, and then Zap with Freedom.
Yeah, next, Pat Benatar with Heartbreaker. And then a little bit of The Cure with In Between Days. After that, we have, Imagination, the name of the piece by Below a Sum. Here's Pat Benatar.
Thank you. cigarette, both hands behind her back. God, she was hungry like a choice of that. Only you can try to see what I'm really like, she said. Only you can understand the way I feel tonight. She blamed excesses on the American dream. So seldom witness, never seen. Imagination could make a man of you.
Imagination
could make me love you too.
Imagination
is all I want from you. She lost her virtue before she could write. I lost mine too on my very first night with you. You'll have to guide me these impossible schemes. You make me steal unstealable things. She blamed excesses on the American dream. So seldom witnessed, never seen.
Imagination
could make a man of you.
Imagination
could make me love you too.
Imagination.
Little Michael Jackson's coming at us right now with Liberian Girl. And then we have A Fun Boy 3 with The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. Oh, I love that one. And then The Smiths with The Joke That Isn't Funny Anymore. Here's Michael Jackson.
Than any pearl, your love so complete, Liberian girl. lovers in a scene, and she says, do you love me? And he says so earnestly, I love you, Liberian girl.
Smother you, and I will too. When you let feel so very lonely. Their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. More than you ever struck me. I just might die with a smile on my face after all.
Coming up here, taking us to the top of the hour, we have Q Field with Dancing in Heaven, and then Pete Shelley with Telephone Operator.
Nice stars shining in my eyes. My sense. lucky baby, let me tell you how I feel.